in Shulchan Aruch right now. We're still in Sif Yud. We haven't yet cracked the barrier of Yud Aleph, and I don't know if I'm going to crack it today either. It sounds crazy, but that's just the way it is. Sif Yud. So we're Baruch Hashem, at least on the last piece of Sif Yud. Took us a while to get here. Okay. Last piece says, Or Akeva, Lif Amim Molchen also, Umiyapshin also, Benasa Ke'etz, Umimalan also, Cholov. Mutter, the meachas in the siyabe shavik eitz bialma, then bo lachluch is bosom. It's like wood, totally dried out, nothing to it. Says the shach, sitkot lamed gimel, who adin shar b'nei me'ayim shemiyabshim also machin asuk eitz. When we come again nearer lechatchila, ein lasas kein. Ein lasas kein. And the question, of course, becomes, why? Why? Why on Lassus came? Why? It sounds like it's a very good heter. Oh, by the way, the Makoros had a mistake. The Pischet Shuvah, it says Sif Yud Aleph. There is no Pischet Shuvah Yud Aleph. There's Pischet Shuvah Yud. So, you didn't figure it out by yourselves. We'll get to it a little bit later. Okay. So the question is why. So here the Achronim have a bit of a dispute. Why this chumrah? What's the basis of this chumrah? Every chumrah has to have a basis. You can't just be machmir with no basis. So once again, we'd like to consult with a sefer which we've learned to love. This is the biurim of the Bari HaShulchan. He discusses it at some length. And he wants to know, why? What's the problem? Why is a shach machmir lechatchila on this situation? So, for those who want to look it up later on, you can see that this is found here. The Shach is in Bali HaShulchan, it's Sifkotin Kuf Lamed Dalet. I just want to look it up later on. Kuf Lamed Dalet. Why? Yesh Apirish, Techashinon Shemelon Isyabesh Yofeh. A very practical consideration. We're afraid he didn't do a good job. Who said so? Rabbi Akiva Eger, but not Rabbi Akiva Eger here, but in the Tshuva. You can look it up in Tshuva Siman Reish Zayin. Good. That's reason number one. That makes perfect sense to us. In a Hanami, if it's totally dried out like wood, it's Mutta, but you may not do a good job. So the Chatchila, we should stay away. The Yeshep should be years old, Bazet. Even if it's dry, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Lo poka minei shem ochel. And the Shach is choshed lechatchila for this opinion. What does that mean? What does that mean? Maybe the Ramah's wrong. In other words, the first pshat is, maybe the person is wrong. He didn't get it completely dry. The second pshat is, maybe the Ramah's wrong. The Ramah might be wrong. It's possible. Who said so? One of the giants, the No Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva quotes him there in Siman Reish Zayin in the Tshuva, and there's a discussion. Two different reasons why the Shach says it's Chazar again. Why was the Shach Mach when Rambam says make? One reason is because maybe they will do a bad job in drying it out. Two is maybe the Rambam is wrong. Even if it's dry as can be, it doesn't make a difference. It still might be prohibited. This is the question. This is the question. So far, so good. So far, so good. Now, this Rabbi Kivega that I referred you to is alluded to in the Pischet Shuvah. Pischet Shuvah over here. Sivkot and Yutes. Mutter Ayin Shach. Talachat Chile and Lassus came. The Ayin Shuvah's Rabbeinu Akiva Eger. Simon Reish Zayin. Is that Davka Hecha Deleka Shishim? You don't have 60 times. I will Beika Shishim. Once you have 60 times the milk as opposed to this dried out keva. Deleka Chashash Rak Midin E Mevat Nisa Lechatchila. Mutu Lehamed Bo Lechatchila. Rabosai, it all depends how high the stakes are. Yes, sir.
When the Bali HaShulchan gives the second reason that lo paka in concerned with that at all.
Correct. The Rambam is not concerned. Maybe the Rambam is wrong.
So that's assuming the Rambam is wrong.
That's it. The Shach's afraid the Rambam might be wrong.
And yep. Even
yeah, he may be wrong. We'll get to the details as we go. Yes.
Right, but along with what I was saying, if the whole no same time and has to do with liquid and transferring taste, it is very.
Do you think the Rambam is right? I also think he's right. But others think maybe he's wrong. We'll get to some of the details as we go. But it's very important. It all depends how high the stakes are. How high the stakes are. It's important to understand these things. If the stakes are very high, maybe it's mamish treif, have to be more strict. If the stakes are somewhat lower, then you have a room to be a little bit more lenient. Worst case scenario, you are in violation of a mevatan isa dechatchil. That's not a small violation. A mevatan isa dechatchil, a very famous din. That's what we call a dechatchil dekadim, on a simple level. Whereas kashrus is even a b'diavad dekadim, maybe eating treif. We don't want to take any chance in eating treif. We'll take our chances. That's really what we just saw written over here in the Pirkei Tshuva, Sif Katan, Yud, Tes. Oh. Now, we have to take a step back and analyze what is the nature of this din, Nisyabish Keitz. Big fight erupts among the Gedolim. Assuming that it's mutter, not assuming that Rambam is right. Why is he right? Some say it's false. The shayla is like this: I have this keva, and I want to make a shahakal niyah b'dvaro and eat it up. Eat the keva. It's a funny diet. I'm on a keva diet. My doctor said it's out of enzymes. It's very good for me. Make my stomach roll. I'm on a keva diet. May I or may I not? So the Prima Godim says, no, you may not eat this keva. We'll just look briefly without going into too many details. Take a look, Rav Osai, if you have a, you all have a Prima Godim with you. In Simen, Kuf Gimel, Sif Kotten, Sif Seda, Sif Kotten, Dalet. Let's read together. Sif Seidah, Simen Kuv Gimel, Sif Kotten Dalet. He says like this, Vida, the Kaimalon, Kol Ochlin, Im Nifsan, Me'achilas Odom, Mutim and Atoru. We already learned this, right? Nevela Ruil Ager. If it's not edible, it's Mutim and Atoru, a Pasuk. Umid Rabbon and Osir. Umid Rabbon and Osir, in fact, Osir. Skipping a little bit. Okay, why the etchak? Whole discussion. Fine. Towards the end, he says, "Okay, let's leave it at this." So, if according to the Prima Godim, it would appear that if you want to eat this keva, it's awesome at the Rabbanim. Why? Apparently, it's still considered to be. To be Basar. Still the status of Basar. Oh. Of course, the question becomes, Rabosai, why then is it mutter to use this piece of meat and put it into the milk? You're not doing it for naught. Presumably it's going to be mamid. So presumably the answer is, the Levush gives that answer, right over here. Yeah, Terezov. The Levush says, that normally the reason why it's prohibited is because the liquid within the keva is causing a hamoda. Dovra hamabed is not bottle. And that's why it's a serious problem, again, on different levels, as the case may be. Here there is no liquid. As you said, there's no lechlukas left. It's dry as wood. Dry as wood. This is as dry as wood. We have a right to be mekel, even though it has some impact on the milk. That's one approach. That this keva is dry as wood, you still can't eat it. However, There are those who say no. If it's as dry as wood, it's absolutely inedible. It's inedible. I can eat it, mamish. Can eat it. The shach holds this way. Because the shach holds. Now, I'm going to have to borrow your Shulchan Aruch for a minute. Because mine stops in Kuf Yud Aleph. Sorry. And this shach is in Kuf Yud Dalet. Those of you who have the green one, please look. And the shach in Kuf Yud Dalet. Got it? Keep it going. Sifkot and Chof Aleph. We're not going into all these details. It's a lengthy shach. Kuf Yud Dalet. Sifkot and Chof Aleph. A whole discussion of things towards the bottom, towards the end. He says as follows. Aval ba'arotzo so elu shakarkum v'yovish ke'etz. No problem. Why? Look back at Simon Pezayin sov sif yud v'ago that or akevash in this yavish ke'etz be'inyan d'les b'lachluchas shari. And therefore, he says over here, you're allowed to eat it. So Shach, by citing our Ramah as a precedent for his din in Kuf Yud Aleph, seems to indicate that it's actually permissible to eat it. Not just that it has no liquid lachlukas, which causes the hamadim. It's actually permissible to eat it. Again, most of you don't have the pre-chodesh. Is that still correct? It's not in the back. It's not in the green. Is that unfortunate fact? I'm not going to read you inside. He says the same thing in Simon Kuf Gimel, Sif Cotton. Base. There is an interesting question. How possible must it be? Nifslami Adam and Nifslami Kelev. It's a machlokas at Tanoim Avodazar Samach Zainim. To be passing is enough to be Nifsal the Adam. Anywhere the gear, the problem is, and we'll get to that as we go, if it's just over the border of Nifslami Adam, but it's still edible to a dog, the Chazanish writes, it's reversible. It's reversible. Right now it's dry as wood. Yeah, it's soaking in water a little bit. It's going to revitalize. As we shall see, this causes a potential problem even if it's dry state. Any process which is reversible may not be fully effective in changing its halachic status. That's why Chazon Ish on a technical level requires nifsal bikelet. Then it's already irreversible. This other according to some is potentially reversible. Oh. So let's review again. The Ramah said, it's mutter, it sounds like it's even mutter lechatchila. It sounds like, for one of two reasons, either because it loses its shame buster completely, it's nifsal le'odol completely, it's even the neighbor of the caliph. Or no, you can't eat this arakeva, but if you put milk in it, the milk is not impacted upon by any liquids, because there are no liquids. Having said all this, let's turn our attention once again to the Pisrei Tshuva in Sivkot and Yutes. We read the first three lines. Let's go on. Ayin Tshuva's Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer was a tzaddik of Sod Olam. Aside from the Gon Ador, God of Ador, his Rachmanas and B'nai Torah. Do you? Your Rachmanas and B'nai Torah? Who has Rachmanas and B'nai Torah here? I hope you all do. It was a Ben Torah. Interesting phrase that the Chasam Sofer asked. Look what he says. Oh, those Ben Torah Echot. The Tchikale Shaita has no money. Nothing's changed. A Ben Torah has no money. I'm going to show of hands how many Bnei Torah have no money, but I don't want to embarrass anybody. But the Bnei Torah have no money. V'ein parnasoso kiyem yasiyas agvinas. U'mevakesh lahamti loheta lahamed hacholav b'yor keva. Ki amoda b'keva below or mekakal agvinas. He wants the or. The or is what has all the enzymes packed into it. They're now softening it again. I told you, it's irreversible. It's hard as a rock, as wood, then they soften it. What's yayin sar? What's yayin sar? What's that? What's schnapps, whiskey. Mu ravim makes it nice and soft. V'chakach motzitzin halachluchis meha'or el tochachal. You squeeze out whatever liquid now was reintroduced into that skin, into the milk. V'zorchenor, you throw it onto the garbage. U'mehamitz hazeh, this juice we call it, which is squeezed out. Nigmara ha'amada al tzadi yosef. This is God, Baldwin. He patented this guy. This Ben Toyer was a genius. And his whole system, he had a patent on it. And he can make a living. Oh, Hashem. If you were the Chasam Sofer, wouldn't you want a Ben Toyer to be able to make a living? Wouldn't you? The problem is, how do you do that? Can it be done? May it be done? Kosef. Hine, I'm sorry, Ben Toyer. I'm very sorry, Ben Toyer. Ein nira lahamtzi hetle mipnei she'or kvonasi yavashkeitz. I'm sorry. Why not? One. Deman leimolon shigia l'shir hazeh. That was how Kiveger understood the shach being machol l'chatchila. Because maybe it wasn't dry enough. Everyone with me so far? A similar idea is found in the tshuva of his son-in-law. The Chasam Sofer was a son-in-law of Rabbi Kiveger. Does everyone know that history? You have to know a little bit history of our Gedolim. The Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Kiveger were approximate contemporaries. They were born almost about the same time. The Chasam Sofer married fairly young, was married for maybe 30 years with no children. No children. Sad, no children. Became the Rabbi of Pressburg, one of the greatest Gedolim of the time. He was in his 50s, and his wife passed away. So now, he has his Gadol Ador, single, in his 50s, looking for a shidduch. What age should the woman be? Whatever age it is. Kiveger, who was maybe a couple years older, maybe the Chasam Sofer, maybe, had a daughter. We won't go into the history of this daughter before that. That's not the point of this present discussion. And she said, I want to marry the Chasam Sofer. Was much her senior, close to her father's age. The Tumlas started trying to break up the Shidduch because they were afraid of, this is not a marriage, it's a merger of two of the greatest Gedolim of the time. There'd be such a powerful force with those at the time, the Maskilian, they wanted to, those are tough days, Rabbi Osai. Those are tough days, tough years. We're talking now about the early 19th century. It was a rough times. They spread rumors, the girl's ugly. That's how the story was. The Chasam said, I don't care. We have the letters preserved. The Chasam Sofer said, I'm very interested, but I don't know. It says a Bas Talmud Chacham should marry a Talmud Chacham. I don't know if I qualify as a Talmud Chacham to marry the daughter of Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger responds in his letter, I don't know, it says a Talmud Chacham should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. I don't know if I qualify as a Talmud Chacham. P.S. They got married. Listen to this carefully. Chasam Sofer was already, I think, 55 and they got married, something like that. And he proceeded to have, catch this now, 9 children. 9 children. 3 sons and 2 daughters. 3 sons and 6 daughters, excuse me. 6 daughters. My arithmetic is bad. It's interesting. It's interesting. It's an amazing thing. The Chasam Sofer's children were all observed. Because he fought a battle. You know what his famous credo was? Everyone knows. What was it called? Chodesh Asim in HaTorah. He fought against the reformers. He was a fighter, a tremendous fighter. And where he lived at that point in time, in Pressburg, they were still able to hold the fort. And even though when he passed away, most of the children were young. If you first have children when you're in the 50s and 60s, so yeah, he lived to a ripe old age, I think the high 70s, but still, I'm told they were all from, and I think even to this day, Chemat, all the descendants of the Schreiber family and the other Mattesdorfer, the Ehrenfeld and others, it's a whole dynasty from the Chasam Sofer. Interestingly, Rabbi Kiveger, who lived in a more cosmopolitan, westernized town, when his children were in their formative years, so he had, of course, Shlomo Eger, Kiryu Marsha, Rabbi Avraham Eger, who helped write the Tshuvas, the Chasam Sofer's wife. Those three were certainly, but the story goes that not all of his children even remained within the fold. And I knew someone whose name is Eger. had a very famous rabbi as an ancestor. He wasn't from at all. So apparently, even in Rabbi Kivega's lifetime, there were those who strayed. We can't judge these people. It was at different times completely. I'm just mentioning this in passing. You have to know a little bit about the Gedolim, because you have over here with the Chasam Sofer saying, you're afraid, it wasn't Nasi Yavish Kates. Exactly, Rabbi Kivega, the Shver, said in the Tshuva, Simon Reish Zion, which is also quoted in part in the Pisachet Tshuva a little bit earlier. Fine. But here's the more important one from our perspective. The old. The Hocha Shechozer U'misrachek Ayadei Amashkin Dino Kibosam Amish. That's exactly what the Chazon Ish is worried about. If it's dry, but it's not that dry, that the process is irreversible. So when you reverse the process and make it soft again, it goes back to becoming an davar aser. So this poor Ben Torah is going to go broke. He can't use this. He had this patent, but he can't use it. Ach yesh lahamtzi heter acher. Wait a minute. The Ben Torah, his stock just went up. It was on the market. You know, every line of Chassam Sofer, the stock goes up and down. Yeah. Who? For sure. We saw this yesterday, I believe. Shezel o mikri tam klal. Umishim dover hamamid leka. The lerova poskim leka bibasa bechalov mishum mamid. What does that mean? That you have to phrase it properly. That if the basa is mamid the cholov, it's not a problem. That's sif yud aleph. You just have to get there. I mean, we read it once. That's the mechaber, the rimigash and the rambam. Rova posk. Rak locha shedivri hamordechai. Tov shem lamid gimel. The sphere of the Gambichai Gav, the Ika Bisham Mamid. Yeah, that's what you're worried about. You know what? Yika Gamkein Meakeva Atzmo Mitsurav Lorakeva. V'yia Zeva Zagorem. What does Zeva Zagorem mean? It's the Sifir Alf. What does it mean, Zeva Zagorem? Together. They work together. So the Keva itself will be a Dava Mutter. Uvilvad. Shelo noda bevadai, shebeor lechud nami hoya omed. The oz lohavi zeva zagorim. We'll see later on in Sifir Aleph that the Rama says that if the Easter itself could have been, we'll see in the Shach, if the Easter itself could have been mamed by itself, the heter of zeva zagorim doesn't apply. So you know what you do? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. That's what he just said. Because if we knew that for a fact, we'd have to answer it. Because the head of Zevah Zagorim does not apply if the Easter can do it by itself. Don't find out. That sounds like a very modern approach. Don't find out. Well, I would say, I'm not the Chasam Sofer. Find out! Be'ata lo nisher oleinu ela b'shum t'lechatchila osa levatel. I feel the Easter the Rabbanah B'Shishim. Hey, you have a problem about this Chatchila? Number one. Number two, V'gam Zev is a Gorim the Chatchila Mi'asasa. It's also kind of a din of Bittul. So we're stuck. L'zei Yesh Lomar, To'ataz Sof Simen Tzadi. Sivkot in your base. Matil lehed your Basar Kovash B'chol of Shchuta. Shum Dehavale Trey the Rabbanon. What's going on? You have Kolav Shchuta Rabbanon and Kovish Rabbanon, double Rabbanon Zamutter. Vinei Hachanami have the trade Rabbanon. Why? Number one, the Kol Mashka Yotzei Adei Mitzitza Umalicha Less Be Mishum Tam Kiikar Rak Mishum Mashka Yotzei Mehem Vizelo Matzino Ele Bedover Ha'asim Avachatichas Boser Het Eshelon Neser Adanu Motzim Mimenu Tzir Lo Matzino Shat Shatia Zos hatzir ki ikar agdi lesa bishem basa b'cholav min haTorah im bishla im cholav. That's number one, cool, which is a chiddush. That's number one chiddush. Number two, v'gam basa gomer anichbash im cholav lo mitzvah ella midrabanan. Therefore, in our case, v'hashta beninon didam shekove shamashke hayotzim erakevim cholav havel etrei derabanan. The cave of the lataz mutal legamri. This is a shot. This chasam so is a genius. According to the taz, double derabanan is mutal. Oh, nehi she'ein dvorav miskomim. Maybe he's wrong. Al kol ponim, nuchal lismoch lahatil levatel b'shishim lechatchila, ulahatil zev ezagorim lechatchila. Fascinating. The son-in-law is like the father-in-law. The father-in-law said, you have to worry about the shach lechatchila. Maybe it wasn't dry enough. That's with respect to tarfus. But with respect in levatel lechatchila, we can rely that it was dry enough. So too, the son-in-law has a different approach. He's afraid that maybe it wasn't dry enough, and maybe it was re-softened. That's not going to work this heter anymore. But here's another cooler, a taz, but double the rabbanans. Now, I'm not going to rely on the double the rabbanan cooler, since others argue with the taz, as far as kashrus proper is concerned. But I will rely upon it with respect to what? Nu? Ain, help me. Ain, mevat nisr, lechatchil. Omnom. Koze im nisrachek bezman muot. Avlam tzarech shir kvisha, havalei kemevushel, v'zehu tam ki'ikar mamash. If it needs so much time, it's a problem of tam ki'ikar mamash, he doesn't like the heter. Uluzos, eitza yehutza. The Chasam Sofer is a genius. He's helping out a ben Torah make a parnosa, Rabbi Osai. If it takes 24 hours, we're in trouble. Nekavish kemevushel mamash. No, I have a trick for you too. If I did this, I'd say, I don't know what they'd call me. They call me all kinds of names. I'm serious. But look what he says. Shem tzarech l'kov shuzman rav, yisirenu misham sof kol yom kemosho. Every day, take it out of the water for an hour. Kedei shelo yeh kovash yom sholem bevasachas. V'yavaz rachakach v'yitneil l'socho. V'ein mitztarev zman akvisha. Do you believe this? This kovash kemosho, you need 24 hours straight. Little trick. Leave it there for 23 hours. Take it out, put it back again for 23 hours. Get 46 hours worth. That's more than enough, but it wasn't straight. You say this is wild? Look at the next line. Even more wild. Even more wild. Rabbi Osai, what's a month from now exactly? Sukkos, correct? Am I correct? A month from now is Sukkos? What's today's date? You test Elul? So it's just my middle of Sukkos. Look at this. V'chein anu noagin belulav uminav. B'Shabbos shebetoch haChag, la'asiro min ha'mayim ma'yadei goy b'sof hayom, kedei shlo yukvushim v'yufsulu. He's afraid that the lulav will be possible if they have 24 hours straight. Parentheses, says Pesachet Shavuos. Who ever heard of kavush only by Esrog? Never heard it by lulav. The yesh line, but that's not our reading right now. U'metzuruf l'zeh is the main point. Kevin hu ani, he's a ben Torah. He's a pauper. Vahavale hefsen meruba nira li lahata kana. How do you like our gedolim? Our gedolim will go to the end of the world to help him ben Torah make a parnosa. The Chasam Sofer is going through hoops over here just to let a ben Torah make a parnosa. It's another important lesson to be learned. Not just the details of his heter, but how far he's willing to go out on a limb in order to give a ben Torah a parnosa. Such an important idea. Such an important idea to give people parnas. So important. Parnas is important. Chas Torah, am amon and shal Yisrael. Very, very important. I want to tell you that in this same tshuva, the Chasam Sofer or their Pei Aleph throws in a chumra no raw. He wasn't known for a cooler chumra no raw. He claims that dover hamaimid lo bottle. Is a din d'oraisa. Oh my goodness gracious me. It's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa. Wow. Why? It's like Tam Kiker. Tam Kiker will be passing as d'oraisa. We'll get to that later. So it's a dover amayimit is the equivalent of Tam Kiker. Because although it's not discernible by taste, it's discernible because of the effect that it had making the liquid into a solid. He claims it's a din d'oraisa. Wow. What do others say? There are many others who say, no. It's a din derabanan. It's a din derabanan. The whole davar ha'maimid is a din derabanan rabosai. That's a very important thing to understand. Take a look, rabosai, in the mishpat zohar right in front of you. Os yud gimel. That's where davar ha'maimid is found. Da, third line. Da nan kaimalon mamid ulatam avidi ein betel. Umikomakom yeshev lebenayim. Ki mamid kaimalon davirak madirabanan. Baruch Hashem. Makes a big difference, Rabbosu, as we shall see, with Saraisa the Rabbon. Chasam Sova wants to suggest it's a din d'oraisa. Dovra maimed afilu be'elef lo botel. And he quotes that it's a machlok that's going back to Rishonin. In Simon Tov Mem Beis in Arachayim Echos Pesach, the Tur also is a din d'oraisa. Isa Behet also is a din d'rabbonon. The Chok Yankov, which is written by the Minchas Yaakov, says even according to the Tur, it's the Rabbanon, and we have it over here. Pesachet Shuva says so, the Pri Chodesh says so, the Chochmas Masorim says so, but the Chasam Sofer says no, it's a din d'oraisa. So that same Godel B'doro was making for the Oni Ben Torah Esther Meruba, even though he held against most poskim that Dover HaMaimid is a din d'oraisa. Uvetaima, what's this mean over here? Mils, this is a Yossi has been Mismeis Medish. We believe in bitla b'shishin, because on average, there's no taste. Well, it was a very powerful taste. It's less than 1% of your taste in anyway. Says the Halakha Mishpat Zov, yesh orim dahavi dvar Torah, kol shenigra shatam, afilu be'elef. Wow. So we'll see that later on in Simon Tzadiches. It's a dispute. So I wanted to show you that dvar ha'maimid, according to most poskim, is a din derabanan. A din derabanan. Oh. I want to tell you, Rabosai, that with respect to the issue of using a meat maimid in milk, which the Shulchan Aruch passes in Sifir Al is mutter, the question will be, why do we worry about a mevat and isa lechatchila? Kivehege says in that same tshuva, Reish Zayin, pardon? Did you say Isser? Did you say Isser? There's no Isser here. Meat! Meat is not an Isser. So B'Ki Vega suggests a Mevatlin Isser L'Chadchila, absolutely. But there's no din, a Mevatlin Basel L'Chadchila. Isn't that interesting? That's what B'Ki Vega suggests in his tshuva, in Simon Reish Zion. However, not everyone agrees. Turn to the Shach, if you don't mind. Simon Tzadi Tes. That's the sugya of Emevat Lissel Chathila. Simon Tzadi Tes. Take a look, Rabosai. First, see the Shulchan Aruch briefly. Siv. Oh, this is complicated. Siv Vov starts off by saying, Issa Shel Devrayim, Ein Ma'arvan Osu B'Yadayim De'Levatlo. Right? Even if it's a Rabbanon, a Mevatlin Isser Lichatchila. A Mevatlin Isser Lichatchila. Okay? Now, if you look at the Shach, Sifkot Nchav Beis, it's implicit, quote the Torah Schadet of the Ramah, that filu lechatchila mutalita in amayim likdeira shel basar. You know why? Keva shekvar nispata. Other than that, would be prohibited to even mevatel meat and shishim in order to put it into milk. That's what it says over there. However, as we said before, if it's yavish ke'etz, the Rebbe Kiveger is mekel. Even though the Shach asked lechatchila, but if there's no shishim, if there is shishim, the whole stakes are a little bit low, and mevat nis lechatchila we can ignore. You know why? Take a look at another Shach. Simon Tzadi Beis. I'm just going to give you a tour of Shachs. Simon Tzadi Beis, Sivkot and Ches. And we're not, well, this is just with some comic attractions. I'll show you just a little bit. It's a very lengthy shach. We're not going to read the entire thing at all. But in this shach, in this lengthy shach, you'll see, when do we apply a principle of Ein Mevat and Issa L'Chatchila, that if we know for sure it's a prohibition. What happens if it's a suffix? It's a suffix. We're not sure. This is way beyond us, the intricacies of this shach. It's quite complicated. But in the middle of this whole long shach, he says, Eich yivatel isa l'chatchila. This is towards the end. Yesh lomar. Kevad lo noda leiz anafel. Hare nichlas kol akadeh besafek. V'ein kamish yivatel isa. Whenever it's a safek, there's no mevatel isa l'chatchila. That's a safek in the mitzias. This we can have, Moshe. We're allowed to have a safek in mitzias in somebody's kitchen. Which you're allowed to have. We don't know what fell into what, the whole long story. But apparently the Rebbe Kivega suggests that it extends to a safek in din. Here it's a safek in din. Because that's what we're discussing over here. There's a machlokes over here. Whether we apply the principle of it's oster, it's mutter, it's yavish ke'etz, etc. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. We're going to have to discuss, although not today too much, this could be coming attractions. In food production, very often they do these things in real life. We think this is science fiction. They do it. What this Ben Torah did, they do it. They take products and they make out of enzymes and all kinds of things. And it's very serious how to deal with this halacha l'maaseh in food production. I once again encourage you at your convenience, if you have some time, give a peek. In the Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon by Rav Shechter Shalita in Simen Chav Zayin, the whole thing is page after page. All about production of enzymes. So I think you do well to give a look there, although it's be hard for you to understand, just to get a peek and see some of the godless of our Gedolim, what they say about these things. Oh. Once again, as I said to you before, the Biurim of the Bari HaShulchan is a very valuable resource. A very valuable resource. I want to read you a little bit of what he says. We said before, just chazaring now again. This chazar from the you have in Pesachet Shuvah in front of you, the beginning of Sifkot and Yotes, Rabbi Akiva Eger, in the Shuvah, Simen Reish Zayin. So in the Biurim Dibra Maschel Or, it's on page Lamed Zayin. Those who own this or get their hands on it, please are very much encouraged to see inside. He says, Rabbi Akiva Eger, not a Behuda, are Makel. Even the Chatchil of this Shishin. Now, what about him about this Chatchil? Why? A fight. Kivega says, the Shach's Chumra is only Misafik. What? Shem alone is Yabesh Yofe. That's how we understood the Shach's Chumra. Doesn't say Beferish here why, but that's what I told you about Pewai. He's worried about maybe it was not dry enough. So it's a suffix here, actually a suffix in the Metzius. Whenever that's true, there's no din in Mevat L'Chatchila. He says, the Shach, Simen Tzadi Beisif Kod Ches, we just read it. There's a suffix, Mutl Levatla. Not only that, he's Eina Mechava Levatla L'Chlukas then. He's not interested in L'Chlukas. All he wants is the Yavish Ke'et. And when you're not Meskava Levatel, there's no din of Eina Mevat L'Chatchila. These are the two reasons given Rabbi Kiv Eger for the leniency, which is, you see the leniency in front of you. Pesachet Shuvah quotes at the beginning of Simchat and Yotes. Doesn't tell you why, though. So the Biurim tells you why. Any questions so far? So far, so good. But the Noda Yehuda is a different reason. Why? The only time we're worried to ask of the Yovesh is Evsha Lovo Bekach Lidei Yisura D'Oraisa. If it can lead, Rabbi Osai, to an Yisura D'Oraisa, then we are worried about it. Okay? Then we're worried about it. Listen very carefully. If there's 60 times, it can never be Nisa Daraisa. It can never be Nisa Daraisa. Therefore, we have a right to be lenient. Everybody with me so far? Yes, what's the question?
What if we can taste it 60
times?
Some say that that was a problem.
Okay, we're not up to that yet. We're assuming that it cannot be tasted, at least for the moment. We're assuming it cannot be tasted. No. This is what it says over here in the Biurim. Very fascinating. Fascinating. And the following shayla. You have to look at the Vagadol. What happened? Clares of five of Kohen Shlita. Notice in the Socha Orman Lincholav Akeva, Hatzalu. You put in some of the milk, which is still liquid. Veles Beishishim Kinegda. And the milk is more than 1 in 60 in the other milk into which you put it. Take that back. Nos in the tocha or min cholav akeva. You put into the skin for the cholav akeva, hatzalu, and there's no 60 times the mevatel, presumably the keva. V'chakach rotzal lahamet cholav acher ayde cholav akeva. We take this milk, and now you want to take this milk, and this milk should be thrown into a whole ton of milk, a whole vat of milk, to make cheese. V'yesh ba'oso cholav shishim k'neged cholav akeva. The vat is huge, huge, gallons and gallons. Much more than 60 times this small amount of milk, which is influenced by the keva. Ma'o lahat ken l'chadchila, hechad nesyabe sha'or. This is wild. The or was yavish. Then the or was put into a small amount of milk and had an impact on it. That small amount of milk is then thrown into 1,000 times its volume, but still manages its powerful enzymes to turn it into cheese. Mutal lechatchilona. Slow. He thinks it depends upon the various reasons of the gedolim had before. The first reason of Rebbe Eger, what do you say? Mutter also. Mutter is a suffix. The second reason, not so simple. The second reason is because we already had the initial cholov was presumably basa b'cholov, right? Because tzolo we paskin is not pirsha b'alma. That's what we paskin like the Ramah. It's considered to be cholov. And what do you have to do? You have to be mevatel this in the rest of the milk. So you have kavana to be mevatel it. So therefore, is it a violation of en mevatel nisir lechatchila? And the no de Yehuda, well, the question is, can it lead to an isir d'oraisa or not? And it's a pilpul. Fascinating shayla. I don't think this comes up in real production, but it's a fascinating shayla. The gedolim of our time are discussing shayla which still exist. Now, Rabosai, we had mentioned before the problem that the Chasam Sofer raises. It was dry, but then but then you re-softened it. So over here is a discussion of this matter. What in fact is the halacha if it's dry and re-softened? Right? So he quotes from the bottom of the Chasam Sofer who says it goes back to its status of prohibition. Okay. Some say, and some say no. Once it became dried out completely, it's mutter no matter what. Even if it's going to subsequently become softened. Take a look, Rabosai, in the subsequent Piskei Tshuvos. Let's go slowly. Sifkaton Chaf. Nisyabesh. Nisyabesh goes here on Sif Yud. Ayin Tshuvos Teferes Tzvi. Shekosav. This is an amazing story. We have this to this day. I wonder if anyone in this room knows what this is in English. Toloyim Adumim. Red worms. I don't know what they were. Shemiyab Shemosan, they dry them out like eights. Vitsovim bohem mashke yayin sarof. And they use it to color schnapps, whiskey. The mutter mitam is a passes this mutter. What's this called? You know what it's called? What?
Tequila.
It's called tequila. That's what it's called. I read it's called carmine. Have you heard the word carmine? C A R M I N E.
That's the process or the drink?
No, no. Maybe what you're talking about the final product, perhaps. Maybe what I'm talking about is the agent.
Carmine seems to be a color.
Color, right?
Yeah.
And what you say, tequila?
No, tequila.
Tequila, that's a schnapps?
Yeah,
but worms are used in the process of fermenting it.
Yeah. This is for coloring purposes, not for fermenting purposes. For coloring purposes. This is carmine. That's what I saw in the postkin. Apparently, it's a product used to this day.
It is.
And is it kosher? Teferis Tzvi seems to say, maybe it would be kosher. Hold on. We're not finished yet. Well, hold on. Now, this is a serious matter. If you look a little bit later on in the next one, which is not going to be right this moment, the apostle will say, there's a problem. If you read towards the end of Sitka and Chaf Aleph, he quotes another Behuda, Psar Iser lo nifka mimeno shem Iser ayadeshin is yabesh. Hear what's going on? If it's just talking about an agent, we spoke about this earlier, it's used as an agent to be mom at something. So it dried up! So if it dried up, Rabosai, there's no liquid in it which is going to cause the hamoda, so therefore it's okay. But to eat it would not be okay. That's the psak of the Noda Behuda. Gam bezeh cholik olav b'tshuva teferes tzvi. And he quotes what I showed you before. Look in the Shach Kuf Yudal Zekon Chaf Aleph. When I borrowed, remember I borrowed it from you? This is it. I'm sorry I borrowed it. I borrowed it. It's here in Pesachet Shuvah. In HaKarko, Shekos of the Afi Mimotzei Chut B'Bosu Yavish Lesson Bo. Kamo Bar HaKeva. Mavur, the Lom Prima Godim, the Lokon Odeb Yehuda, but like the Ferris Tzvi. There's a rumble, Rabosa. Rumble of Gdoli Ador. Do we say that the item itself, which was dried out, is permissible or no? And it's found over here. You saw it right in front of you in the Pischei Tshuva in the Chaf and towards the end of Chaf Aleph. Quite remarkable. Oh, what's the Shaila? So over here, a beautiful explanation, and this dispute is given by the Biurim. I'm just reading you the explanation of this dispute. He writes like this. He thinks, Rabbi Osai, that the Noda B'Yehuda and the Prima Golem, right? Who are they? They're the ones, they're, I don't want to use the word, we'll use the word Machmir. Yes, I'm sorry, yeah.
Why can you compare Vasa B'Chalav to Tolayim? You have Derfish also Torah by Vasa B'Chalav.
That's true, but on a level of the Rabbanon, Vasa B'Chalav is also, even if it was not Derfish. So on that level, they're comparable. You are right, though. Your point is right. The Prima Godim and Noda Behuda are the Machmirim. The last line of Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkot and Chaf Aleph. You know what it says the Birim? Beautiful. It's so beautiful. Delishitasa. Delishitasa. Why? Let me explain to you what he's driving at. He tells you, look back what I wrote earlier. Here in Sifkotan, Kuf Lamed Dalet. He wants to know what's the basis of the Ramah. So some say, Poka Mine Shem Basar V'Ochel. It's absolutely not considered to be a food whatsoever. Who said so? No, Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, that's only when it's dry as wood. The minute you do what? The minute you will soften it up, may have a different status. Let's go slowly.
That's the way they extract color is by boiling it.
Oh, very good. That's correct. Are you on your internet there? Okay, very good. Let's go slow. So he wants to say, like this. I'm going to read you his words because it's a little bit complex. He says he thinks this shayla, if you soak it for 24 hours, it's chazal yisur. The Chasam Sofer said yes, as we saw. Others say no. It depends upon the earlier in Kuf Lamed Daled. Two reasons for the het of the Rama. According to the first reason, poka min achefta shem ochel. He suggests, does the biurim, av shemerachach ochakach su lo adorolei shmo yisur. Not what I just said before. Once it's mutter to poka shem ochel, then it's poka legamri. And he quotes a Chavas Das, beginning of Kuf Gimel, ochel shenisra. We have to get to that mitzvah shem. Not today. We're not going to get to it. We don't have enough time to get to today. Once something is spoiled, we'll have to get to the details. Even if it comes, what word should I use? It's remade. It's redone, reconstituted somehow or other. If it's something which is edible, it doesn't matter. It's put there anyway. Aval tam sheni sheivenu sham to lo poka shmo disur meach keftza ela sheeno nosim tam b'cholav. Yeah, because it's all dried as wood. Then kol shechazav in esrachech suyav tam of yoser shaper. If the whole vart was it's dry and there's no liquid inside, once you put more liquid inside, then it's going to be yoser again. There was never a hafkor of the keftza itself. So he has a discussion over here. The no Rabbi Yehuda held was pak Hashem Ochel, he says. And therefore he's making. Prima Godim says no. And therefore he asks us if it softens up. We have to figure out how this is going to jibe what we saw in the Pisrei Tshuva at the end of Sivkotin, Chof Aleph. This is his analysis over here, Rabosai. This is his analysis. Now, Rabosai, according to the Prima Godim, was Pshat Neramo. Apparently, you didn't put the milk there for a total of 24 hours. It wasn't there for 24 hours. Let me explain to you what I'm saying. If the pshat is, it's pok Hashem Yisimineh, you can put it there for 1,000 hours. It's of no consequence. But if lo pok Hashem Yisimineh, you leave the milk there for 24 hours, you run into a major problem. What's it called? Kovashnu Kimavusho. That is a serious problem. So apparently it was not there 24 hours. And the Prima Godim said it was not there 24 hours. Of course the question becomes, if it's not there 24 hours, so why does it absorb anything? We already saw the Chasam Sofer's head for the B'nai Torah. If it's less than 24 hours, nothing comes in. Zero. So what's pshat? Serious issue. You know what he says? They were salted together. As we saw yesterday, Shir, once things are salted, then it can have an impact, Rabosai, in less than 24 hours. Oh. And even though when that's the equivalent of 24 hours in Hilchos Kavash Kavavushal, but it will not achieve a softening. That's why we have to split the hairs again. To soften something, you need 24 hours, not less. To achieve a belia, then, although we normally need 24 hours, if it's salty, we do not require 24 hours. This is all found in the Biur of a fascinating analysis, which again, I'm going through briefly, just to show you that our Gedolim are bothered by these shailas to this very day. I was told we have to do this a little chazara. Okay. So chazara is chazara. I want to do a little chazara. I would like to chazar something which is fascinating. Back a while ago, we spoke about something in a shach. Sivkotin Chof Aleph. Way back. Take a look. Sivkotin Chof Aleph. It's a chance to chazar a sif which we thought we were done with, but not really. The very end of Sivvav. You may recall that there are a whole bunch of chumras, but the Ramah calls them chumras. V'af l'chadchila ein bazel chumras b'alma v'amekel lo hifsit. This is in Sivva, which we saw at some length, chumras. Let's analyze a little bit in the Shachs of Katan Chaf Aleph some important items. and then we're going to do a little more chazara. Af lechatchila, ayin b'toras chatas, u'mash mesham, de b'kdeiro shal matchis, ein lahachmar afilu lechatchila, shem da'afam hoya nitas, hoya chozor mislaban ayadei ha'esh. Okay? What does that mean? That means these chumras that the Ramo has are only chumras when it comes to, I both say, who has the Bari HaShulchan? We never finished, I ran out of time Skyping on Monday. If you have it, please open up to page Chav Dalet Chafei, which is the last page I think you have. By show of hands, who has the Bari HaShulchan with him? That's all? Would you please throw it out? Where is it? That's downstairs. Oh, that was a bummer. I'll have the guys go down to pick him up. Maybe you can look on with a friend, because I know it's men. If you have the Bari HaShulchan, please take it out, and if you share it with a friend, this is page Chav Dalet Chafei, the last of the three pages that was Xerox. To pass it around, it will spread the wealth. I think everyone will be able to have one to see in front of us. I like it. But we're not up to yet. We're still up to the Shach. But we'll get to the Bari HaShulchan soon. So he makes a distinction between an earthenware pot and a metal pot. In the case of a metal pot, it's going to have a kashering. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, which I hope you have. I never know because I have it in bold print. I'm not sure if you have it in your... Tell me if you have it in your print. You may not have it in the green ones. Hayachozim eslaba dehoesh. Koshali, says the Rabbi Akiva Eger. Digamem heim hu shalcheres mikomakom lishteri belibun. Kimo, I think we discussed it on the Skype share. In my Tanner Atmo Shalcheres, the Mahani Libun, the Sekhar Bibifnim. The Sugim Psachim, we learned a few years ago. That you have even if it's made from earthenware, if it's exposed to fire from inside, it achieves a kashering. Hokinami, the Gabi Akadevis, the Bliosan Mitzachu, the Cholala Tanner, have your Sekhar Mokama Balua. I am Psachim Lamanam and Vase, my first Shigamar, which we learned a couple of years ago. Wow. Ulay Shloma. The legabe akaderos cheres lomahani hagola, but tzorach libun gomor, total libun. V'yavshad ha'asokah shel taner lo igia lelibun kol kach, doesn't reach his high level of libun gomor. Aval b'shal matches to bekomako mahani hagola mahani libun kol duhu, ayin arachayim simetof nunav sevdal b'hagoh. B'zeh samchinen al hesekel shereginu nahasik d'avi al koponim, Liban Koldu. Now I'll give you a little bit of a primer in kashering. It's part of our syllabus for this year, is kashering, which you will find in Simon Kufchav Beit. I think it's the very last Simon. Am I correct? Is that the last one in your green Shulchan Aruch? I'm pretty sure it goes to Kufchav Beit. But while we do that, who is in the shiur in Lim Psachim? Is anybody here? Just over here from Psachim? So we spend a lot of time in Lim Psachim on a Simon in Hilchos Pesach. It's called Simon Tuf Nun Aleph, where you find a lot of Hilchos Kashering. So we're going to have to get that a little bit, as it's quoted over here in the Rebbe Akiva Eger. Let's just give a little bit of a brief overview. You know what? Why don't we talk over here and look at the Biurim here, which is going to help us out. Those who have it. I hope you all have it, or can look at it with a friend. It's the last four lines of page Chav Dalet. Whoever has it, please look inside. If not, find a friend, it's very important. It's always Osios Machimos. If you have it, please look inside. Kosam Ozeh HaShach, the same Torah Schatas. Tanimili Bikdera Shul Cheres. Aber Bikdera Shul Matches, Ein Lahach Mibazeh. The Afim Nites Alev, Hoyachozu Mislaba, and they are Eish Ad Kandvar. Kotze Yad Yehuda. Loyadati Ofen Kviyosa. Kikafianira Iev Shali Osam Eitel Eish Blomayim. Kiskalkulu Miyad. Rabosi, ever happened to you in your house? It burns. If you have a pot and use no water in the pot, it can get ruined completely. Rabosi, if you're a married man, or soon to be married, and you go into the kitchen, make sure that pots, that the water doesn't burn out, because you're going to get blamed for it. You will be blamed, properly so, for letting it burn out. Because if you're a wife, we'll make sure it doesn't happen. But yeshiva guys, b'nei Torah, their mind is in learning. And they forget, and the pot gets burned, and it gets ruined. And it can be it's very costly, Rabosai. Okay? Yad Yehuda must have had a Rebbetzin who taught him what's going on. Maybe the Shach's Rebbetzin didn't teach him. The Shach's Rebbetzin was a different door. Okay? Because she'esh me'amayim, if there is water, heich mislavnim. It's a contradiction. Liban is when it's dry heat. If there's water in it, how can it help? Not only that, v'gam ha'gola eino, v'tzorachin. Not only is it not going to be considered Liban, the higher level, he doesn't even think it should be considered ha'gola. What a gevaldig akasha. What a gevaldig akasha. How can it work? V'nire is the last line in page Chav Dalet. The lo choshev leik ha'gola, he didn't explain why, Mishum shamagalas akli b'mayim shebetocho sarich. Look carefully now. Sarich lasos sofo lepiv kadesh yismal. I just finished Chav Dalet. Chav Hey. Hey Dave. Look in Ora Chaim Simen Tov Nun Bei Sivov. It's based on the Gemara in Pesachim. Remember what it's called? Ovalei Gadanfa, something like that. Some kind of a, they made some kind of a ring around the pot to make sure the very tippity top of the pot, which absorbed chometz, in the case of Pesachim, would be re-kashed for Pesach. It's very important. This chumrah only applies if you're afraid that it goes to the tippity top, either directly by filling it up or to be spritzed, if I may use that expression, to the tippity top. Otherwise, presumably, this chumrah would not exist. Now, we're going a little bit further. Uma shekosav the kevan sheyesh ben on page chafei line 3. Mayim heich mislavdim nirekavanoso shum da hamayim shebesocho mitzanin esakli pein amagia kli l'shir hachom shalibun. Who knows how hot the chom shir chom shalibun? Who wants to give a guess? In Fahrenheit degrees. Give a guess. 114. What'd you say? 114. That's the Yatzel Lettersbo. We're talking about it should be Libun. It should be boiling, burning hot. That should be sparks should fly. It's like an auction. Do I hear? Who wants a bit higher?
500.
600. 1200. Poskim say 700 degrees. At 700 degrees, sparks will fly. Go on your internet and find out. An untreated metal. Our metal is treated. Sparks don't fly. And if you want to reach this level, there's only one way in the house. What's that? Self-cleaning oven. That is 900 degrees. 900 degrees, that's Liban Gom. Who has a self-cleaning oven at home? It gets very, it's dangerous. We have to be so careful. We assume that works for the Liban Gomer. But our regular ovens, it's on the dial. How hot does it get? It says in a fairish. 550. That's what it says on every standard oven. You can read it, it's like 250. No, it doesn't go hotter than that. So Liban Gomer cannot be. Big problem.
But
yeah.
Don't you only need to match the way it
becomes? Oh, genius. What does the Gemara call that? Sorry, Dove, what's the answer? This place. What's it? The three-word phrase in the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim? Correct. It's famous. Kibolo kach polto. He's saying if it only goes in at 550, it should go out at 550. Pshhh. You have gedolim in our room. I happen to think you're right, but it's you and me against, I'm sorry to say it, a 2-on-2. It's you and me against the Prima Gedolim and Rav Moshe. I don't know how good you are, but I know that I'm not ready to get on the court with the Prima Gedolim and Rav Moshe 2-on-2. We have to try to find ways how to prove that maybe we're right. They say that no. Kibolo kach polto was found in the Gemara with respect to what? Come on. Hagola. It's polate. Right? Whatever it goes, the heat it goes in, so how it goes out. Liban is not polate, they say. What does Liban do? Soreif! It burns it up! Burn it up, you need 700 degrees. Nothing, it won't do less than that. That's the Chumrah of Prima Gomer and Rav Moshe. one day down the road, at some point during this year, somewhere, we have to explain our position, you and me. Try to explain what it's based upon. But it's a very good, it's a very, shkoyach. Very good, very good. Let's go on, back where we're coming from, in the biru. Okay. V'yaf al-gav shakli shabola rak boso rak cholov sagile belibun kal, a much lower level. What's that called? The kash nisraf olami b'chutz. Ooh, what a kash is straw. I think straw is somewhat comparable to paper, a little bit, right? A little bit, and it's. When I was a kid, they told us how hard it has to get for paper to burn. What was it? What another number?
451.
What did you say? 451. Was it that hot?
Yeah.
451. Is kash the same as paper? 451. That's it's also pretty hard. Maybe. Okay, but 550 is more than 451. I'm not sure if kash is the same. I don't know, maybe it's a lower degrees. Yeah. Why is that so? Hol v'hetera bola. Look in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Zim, Tov, Kuf, Tes, Efei, Nechus, Yontif. After Shir is Chom, Zen, Amagia, Metzir, and Amayim, Shem, Besocho. When do we get that hot? We're not going to get 900, when do we get the half of 900? 700. We won't get the 450. Won't get anywhere. That's why it will not work. Interestingly, Rabbi Osai, he talks here about Hetera Bola. That means, as the Gemara has, I'll give you again a quick introduction. The Gemara has, at the last half of Avodah Zarah, we have to get to that Masechta Lot, that if you kasher kosher meat, which could potentially become nosar, if it's left there for a day, even though it went in on the fire, it can go out with water. You do not apply Kabbalah Kachmoto. Usually if it goes in, before Shah, Pasuk and Chumash. Supposed to know Chumash on Thursdays. Okay, I'll open up this, so I hope to talk about the Parsha also. But before we get to the Parsha, let me read you a little bit of Chumash in Parsha's Matos. That's called the Parsha, which is called Diule Midyon. That's how it's referred to. Listen to what it says. Torah Kadosh is as follows. Oh. Kol davar sheyavo ba'esh, taviru ba'esh v'toyer. V'chol ha'shelo yavo ba'esh, taviru ba'moyim. This is Kabbalah Kachpolta, in general terms. It went in and fire, out in fire. In and water, out in water. You with me? But if it went in and fire, and it was mutter at the time, it was kachim ksherim, and you put it in water, it'll prevent it from becoming what? No, sir. You with me? This is important. It's the last half of Masechta Avodah Zarah. So too, meat went in the fire. Presumably you can get it out with water. Why? Right now it's mutter. It's basar kosher. No milk has come in yet. That's what's bothering the author of the Beirurim. It should be enough to have what's called a libun kal. Because it's only had terabola. So he answered, it doesn't even get to that level. The water cools it down so much, it won't even reach what's called Libun Kal, which maybe 450, whatever, maybe it happens to be Kash Nisra. Everyone with me so far? I wanted to make the following suggestion, different than the Biurim. Maybe we're afraid that it did absorb meat, it absorbed Basa B'cholof. Because we discussed, what's the problem over here with Nitas? It spritzed meat, it spritzed milk. Remember we discussing that before? We had a whole discussion of this. You and me should remember this. I hope you remember this. I hope so. The question was, are we afraid that they both spritz within 24 hours of each other? Yes or no? The Ramah said yes, and the Mariv said no. Mariv, remember we discussed that? We're doing a little chazara. I hope you remember what we discussed. I hope so. Maybe you didn't. Because the Mariv Vial, who was the source over here, who wanted to ask for certain things, apparently, what did he say? Yesh lesor lishtamish min hakdeira shel tanurim mishum deitozem alein lefamim basar v'cholov min hakdeira shel nispashim betanurim. You shouldn't use it. Oh, it's right here on the same page, which is Chazara. This is the same page, v'lochein, page Chav Dalet. you look, and there are more comes from the Marivayil. And the Marivayil said what? That as long as you don't put either milk or meat into it, it's okay. He's only worried about either meat or milk spritzing in. It's unlikely, Rabbi Osai, it's unlikely. Take a look on the second wide line of Pesach Chavdal in the Biurim. Lo chashinan shenitzu mishneim shalak alakdera b'zeh mitoch le'eseh shechaveh. This we read for sure in our Skype sheet. Okay? V'lo chashinan rak shenitzu mi'echad mehem lo yadanim basam b'cholav. So you're only worried about what? Using meat or milk, it's going to be the opposite one. That's the Marivayil. But the Ramo himself says no. The very end of that piece. Five lines up from the bottom. That's the Ramo. Hamayim atzum en lishtosum de chashinan shem nisarv. Basar and Cholav all got mixed in. We're afraid within 24 hours. We are afraid of that. Maybe, Rabosai, if both meat and milk got mixed in, that's the long called Hetera Bola. It's called Isura Bola Basar B'Cholav. And therefore, Rabosai, Libun Kal, which is quoted by the Birim over here, would be ineffective. But this is a major dispute. If you look at the Sefer HaGolas Kalim, which we're not going to look at right now, it's a major dispute. Assuming that you can use a lower level of kashering for a terebola and not for isurebola, so we can use a lower level if only meat got in to make it parv again, only milk got in to make it parv again, if sarkoshim got in to prevent it from becoming nosar, that's a Gemara. But if meat and milk both got in, no dice. You have to have the most strict 700 degrees of Liban Chama. If you don't hold Kabbalah Kapolta, my friend, tell you. But maybe not. Maybe since when each one came in, it was mutter. The milk came in, it was mutter. The meat came in, technically speaking, was also mutter. And they got mixed into the pot a little bit, not so strongly. Maybe that's going to work too. And maybe that's why the Biurim understand it to be a terebola, even though Rabosai, even though the Ramo himself is worried about Basar and Cholav becoming mixed in. All right. Fine. Take a look over here, Rabosai. This is the last thing we can do. We can't go past this Biur. Uvetam Dovarzeh. Why is it that it's only a Chumrah B'Yalma? Why is it only a Chumrah B'Yalma? He quotes, in the Chidu Tachas, they were saying, Rabbi Chassam Sofer. There's a whole slew of things that we spoke about. This is a Chazar and a whole Sivav in the Ramah. At three or four different Chumras. As far as stoking the coals, if you recall, Meshiyesh Sman Sveikas Tuva, Chodah, number one, Shema lo Bishlu ba Chola Meyola, Ode, Shema Eina Bas Yoma. So two separate reasons why we don't have to worry about it. Frek the Biurim, ulechora kosher, the afik deva shena bas yoma, hare osim bedrabonon miyas, the gazrinon otu bas yoma. Hey, didn't the Chassam Sofer know that? V'shem yesh lomu b'kavonas ha-Chassam Sofer, you looking inside? The svirle, the lo gozru b'kach, el inyan achila, v'lo inyan bishul, as the Chamude Daniel says that he quoted back in Sif Aleph. So he quotes himself. So you have to look up what he quoted over there. I looked it up. You don't have it in front of you, but I do. I have it in front of me. I think one person in the back has it. Oh, if you check up, make sure I'm telling the truth. If you have the real Bali Ashulchan. Look back. Sif Aleph, the first page. Opening page. Page Aleph. Mamash, page Aleph. The opening page. He has over here something fast. The first Biurim. The very first one. It's called Echad. Okay? It looks in a Prima Garden who discusses the question about telling a goy to cook basar b'cholav. Can you tell a goy to cook in a meat in a besyomo milk pot? No. You get the impression that if it's an eino ben yomo, then it's okay. There's no gzeiro. Where are you going to find this, Rabbi? You don't have it. Open to the Pisrei Tshuva back to Sivkot and Ches. It's a Chazara. Simen Peis Ayin and Pisrei Tshuva, Rabbi Osai. Sivkot and Ches. Let's see it. It's all here. It's all here. Muta bebishul. What's muta bebishul? Psarol fecholof. Strabonim. Ayin sefer chamuda Daniel. Shekosav. The muta levashel posol legoy. Bikdeira shel cholof. Ena ben yomo. The kol sheena ostrak midrabonon. Lo gazu bebishul vahano. How do you like that? An amazing chiddush. You're allowed to cook meat for a goy in a milchika pot that's eino ben yomo. It's only a drabonon and eino ben yomo ota ben yomo. They never made a gzeir when it comes to bishul and hano. A chiddush gomo ma'od in the Sefer Chamuda Daniel, which is found over here in Pischei Tshuva, Simen Pei Zayin, Sif Koton Ches. Not everybody agrees with the Chamuda Daniel. Some say, yes, it's true, they're matter the Rabbonans. Listen carefully. Only local the Rabbonans. Basa b'cholav dika the Rabbonans. Kovosh, psar'ov, these kinds of things. But if it's a din klolim the Rabbonan, which is eina ben yomo, ata ben yomo, where machmer for chazir and trefa and everything else, that chumra extends to Basa b'cholav as well. Okay, just wanted to show back to the bureau that you have in front of you in the Xerox copy on page Chafet. Right. Od yesh nefarish b'kavanaso t'linyan yisur d'rabbanan d'eino ben yomo havli sofek d'rabbanan ulekula t'ika sveik Hashem alo bishu b'chol ameyolam. So he says sveik d'rabbanan ulekula. Why does he throw in that extra? Maybe he means it's a kind of a svek svek. I'm not sure why he needed to tzavik derabbanan, but that's what the Biurim says. Oh, tzavik shlish kosav v'chasam sofer. The shema yashishim keneged abalua bedofen. Maybe the reason I can stoke the coals, it's only a chumah b'alma, because even though there was something absorbed in the wall, the 60 times its measure in the kindness of the pot. Yesh lahoribaze, to mikol makom, this is very tricky. Hare nichnas miktas mimashim mizbashal achshav, this pot's full of whatever it is, letoch hadofen, it is going to go from the corners of the pot into the wall. V'no sein tam shom, b'mash nivla bo mikvar. What's he saying over here? It's true, what's in the pot is but the meshishim in the liquid kindness of the pot, but not vice versa. So even though what comes out of the pot will not cause any grief with respect to what's the liquid kindness of the pot, but what's in the pot can get into the metal of the pot and cause some kind of a bishul within the metal of the pot. Gevalt. So how does the chashishim help? It's kash against the chasam sofer. Wow. That comes to a big lumdus, which we're going to just touch on before we have to stop the shiur. And believe that on Sunday we'll continue primarily with Sifrit Aleph, Rabosai. Primarily. Although we're still talking about this Yabesh, it's still going to come up again. Honich Oladasa Ramban. Hamuva Ramban Mechilton Kufrit Aleph and Beis. The Ein Nasa Bosa Becholov. Catch this now. Very Yisod. Big Yisod. Elim Kane. Shneem Nos Nimtam. Kolechet Bechaveru. What happens in a funny case? Is Basa B'cholov, the Basa gives time to the Cholov and not vice versa. The Ramban says, that's not Basa B'cholov the rice. That's to be mutual. That's the one, you follow me, Rabbi Osai? That the both go into one another. Over here, it's a Chasam Sof is good, because whatever is in the pot itself is Basa B'shishim and the liquid contents thereof. I, from the liquid into the metal, doesn't work. It has to be two directional. In Ken Hocha, Lek Yisib Bishul, Ki HaBela Shebikdeira, Eino Nosen Tam, B'machal HaMizbashal Achshav, Kshay Shishim Kenegdo. V'Av B'mash Nivle Bakdeira, Eino Nosen Tam, Sh'ein HaBela Nechshav Kenifrod, Mishar HaMachal Shebikdeira. You can't isolate, Rabosai, you can't isolate that which is absorbed in the pot from the remainder which is in the liquids of the pot, it's considered to one unit. And he, as a source, he quotes, the Truma Sadesh and Kuf Pei Gimel, in the name of the Mordechai. That is a correct citation. The Mordechai is right over here in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Tes. I don't have time to look at it right now. You can look it up at your leisure. Tov Reish Ayin Tes. Calls of the Das Ramban. In the same tshuva, but tshuva siman reish zayin, but that's a tosfos, the old poskim, the low severely the half klal of the Ramban, and it stops. The page stops. You no longer have the rest of the copy. Only two of us have, right? You have in the back. You can turn the page, and I can turn the page. What is this? This is a very important yisod, and it has to do. And I'm going to end with this. This is more important than everything here. It all goes to do with something which is called not bar not. Yesterday, Shir. What's not bar not? You have meat, right? Goes into fish, and the fish, no. Meat goes into the pot, and the pot goes into the fish, right? So the question, because, so you're allowed to put what we call kutach. I think we should open the Gemara the last 5 minutes of Shir. We haven't opened the Gemara all day. I don't like this kind of days. Just at least a little bit of an introduction, and I guess Chumash will have to wait till next week. I'm sorry, I was supposed to do Chumash today. I really had something that's prepared, but he opened the Gemara this for 1 minute. He said to look in Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. That's what he said to look in the Bar Yashon. It's the last line. Hilkasa. Dogim sha'olu bekara muto la'ochlan bekutach. Let's see where it is. Everyone see it? Dogim sha'olu bekara Mutto la'ochlan bekutach, a very, very important Gemara here in Perikol Abbas, which we're going to get to, not today, not tomorrow, it's a long, long time till we actually get there. But I just wanted to show you this one nekuda where it comes up. The Ramban on this sugya, on this very sugya, creates this yisod that the only time we apply the principle of basa b'cholov is if there's mutual. It's mutual. It has to one go into the other. Has to go into the other. Let me show it to you, just one line. Page Kuf Yud Tes in the Ran and Hour print. It's page Mem Amud Beis in the old print. I can show where it's in my print. The other print, you'll have to just guess. In the old print, it starts dogging with big bold letters and goes all the way down until snow. Very long paragraph. For us, it's broken up in our edition to sub-paragraphs. The next to the last one, he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says, is the last four lines of the subparagraph for Kosov, left column. Lefisha ein basa shebedogim obamayim ostrim achis arvim machalov v'yitnu tam zeba zeh she ein basa b'cholov osa liolam ele b'no sin tam. What do you mean no sin tam? No sin tam zeba zeh. They both have to give tam into one another. This is the chiddush of the Ramban. The Ran in the next paragraph doesn't necessarily like it. The Tosfos in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin also doesn't necessarily agree to what the Ramban said. That's what we left off with in the middle of the Behurim, in the middle of that paragraph. We're out of time. I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos. On Sunday we'll continue this very important inyanim. B'siyata d'shmaya.